Enterprise Management 360, your main source for tech news, analysis, podcasts, and videos for the enterprise.
Hello and welcome to the EM360 podcast, where we have a weekly conversation with people here impacting the enterprise tech landscape. My name is Matt Harris, head of content here at EM360 and your host on today's episode. And today I'm here with Jatin Leova. Jatin is the CEO and UX strategist at TQLs, and we're here today to talk about the future of SaaS UX and UI. Jatin, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, no worries at all. I'm really excited to talk to you today. Really exciting time for the world of UX and UI, especially within SaaS platforms and that kind of stuff. But before we jump in, could you just let our audience know a little bit about who you are and what you guys do at TQLs?
Sure. So yeah, as you already introduced me, my name is Jatin. I am the founder, CEO, and UX strategist at TQLs. TQLs is a UX design studio. We specialize on designing SaaS products primarily. So over the last 7 years, we have designed over 30 SaaS products, and we work across different SaaS verticals, you know, horizontals as well as verticals. So that's our specialty. We do research, we do design, we do visual designs, and we also do design systems. So we basically cover the full spectrum of designing any software product that one wants to build. Primarily, we solve problems such as increasing the conversions or increasing the user engagement. So those kind of things we routinely solve.
Perfect. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So yeah, kind of in line with the subject of today's podcast, I really wanted to ask you first and foremost how you really see the UX UI landscape of SaaS right now, and what are some of the key trends that you're seeing that's really shaping the scene at the moment?
I think the UX UI landscape of SaaS is growing. Basically, people, more and more SaaS products are taking design as a serious feature of their product, to the point where some of the SaaS products are growing just because the design stand out. And when I say design, it is not just about how beautiful it looks, but how easy it is to operate as well. And in terms of trends, I would say that, I mean, there are many trends that one can talk about, but I'll cover the three major trends that I have been spotting, which are not just limited to UX per se, but largely for SaaS, and then UX is playing a role in that. So obviously, you know, everybody now is talking about generative AI. So that has now become, you know, kind of ChatGPT has made AI mainstream. However, you know, a lot of people do not know that generative AI is not the only form of AI. A lot of SaaS enterprises have already been using, you know, other forms of AI, that is, let's say, machine learning to solve problems related to predictive analysis or fraud detection. Natural language processing is being used for sentiment analysis. Computer vision is being used for, let's say, self-driving vehicles or facial recognition. So there are many forms of AI. However, generative AI is right now has kind of brought a massive change in thought process. A lot of SaaS products are, you know, for example, if you see a user input field, you know, you are just thinking about how do I integrate, you know, generative AI into my user input field. So that's the trend right now. Like every SaaS company is thinking about how do I integrate GPT features into my product. Now, it also comes with its own set of challenges related to integration of GPT in the product. You know, first of all, core product development roadmaps have kind of changed. You know, there is a lot of distraction around what your original plans to build the products were versus integrating the ChatGPT. There are usability issues as well, because on the surface, gimmicky features are available. Right now, as I see, most common use cases for AI, generative AI integration in SaaS products are related to customer support, knowledge base, and resource allocation, you know, and also visualization of data. For example, Tableau, it's a very good product. They have integrated ChatGPT to offer conversational data exploration to their users. They are also enabling their users to ask questions and receive insights in a very natural way. So we are seeing those use cases which are now, you know, and let's say customer support or knowledge base, these are the things that most of the SaaS products would have, SaaS teams would have. So this is the trend we are spotting. The UX angle there is how easy, you know, let's say you designed a product before GPT arrived, at that time your product did not have the you did not take into account any interactive GPT based features. Now suddenly you want to make GPT your core feature. It requires you to redesign and reimagine the whole experience and the journey of the user inside your products. And that is where, while people are trying to integrate GPT, but this is where a lot of problems are also being created for the users. So that's the trend number one. I think the second trend that I see right now is people are, you know, moving away from monthly subscriptions and they're moving towards the value-based pricing. So, you know, last few years, SaaS companies were able to get away with charging monthly subscription fees, you know, but not every SaaS product has similar usage value. For example, if you are using Slack, you probably are using that product multiple times in a day. But let's say if you are using any analysis or analytics software, then you might be using it just once a week or twice a week or maybe once in a month. So there are varied degrees of, you know, value that users get against the price. Sometimes you don't use the product, but you're still paying monthly fees. So that trend is kind of changing. And take an example of Zapier. It's a $5 billion company, and they have now started charging on basis of the task. So they call it pay per task instead of monthly subscriptions. So on Zapier, you know that, you know, you basically set up an integration, and whenever a task is successfully completed by Zapier, it will charge you some cost, right? So that is value-based pricing model. It could be based on usage. It could be based on the outcome that you get from the product. So that is the second trend I'm seeing in the SaaS domain. And the third one, where again UX becomes and plays a very important role, that is, I think mobile first has arrived to the enterprise SaaS products domain. You know, let's say a year or two ago, having a mobile interface for a SaaS product was not really considered a great or very critical requirement. But, you know, as more and more SaaS products are adopting consumer grade UX, a mobile version of their product becomes inevitable. Now, the challenges they face there are whether or not my product needs a mobile version, which can be established by mapping the demand, mapping the competition, or basis on the kind of feature that you might be bringing that can work really well on mobile. The second way to solve that problem would be to also understand the mobility needs of users. So not every user type of a SaaS product requires mobile access, but some users may. Let's say you are running a CRM product, and if you know you're using a CRM product as a business, now if your sales team is on the field, they need access to the CRM software while they are on the move. That's a very obvious use case for having a mobile access or mobile interface. But if you have support person whose job is to sit at the desk and answer the tickets, that person may not require the need for having a mobile access. For that person is different, probably very low. So, you know, one can assess the type of roles and the need for mobility, and accordingly, one can also think about the necessity of the task that could be performed via mobile and the frequency of task. So, there are good decision metrics that one can create. We use that in our UX design process, and basis on that, we decide that how much part of the product should be on mobile, and for what kind of users. So, yeah, these three trends I can recall that I think is shaping the whole overall SaaS landscape, that is generative AI integration into all SaaS products, moving pricing from monthly subscriptions to value-based pricing. And, you know, now mobile first is no longer a choice. It is kind of, you know, a serious conversation and a strategic decision that SaaS companies are taking.
No, that's really important to note as well, especially when we talk about SaaS companies specifically, because that is just, you know, obviously a really big use case of this. And I think it's one of those offerings where they're so reliant on their UX and their UI to be a successful platform. When these SaaS companies come on board to work with you guys, what key problems are they trying to solve, and what are the, you know, really top priorities and goals for their platform when it comes to that design perspective?
Yeah, So typically when a SaaS company would approach us, they are not usually, so there are two points at which one could approach us. You know, you are starting up a new product and you have a concept and you really want very good design that could go into development. That is with the idea that you really want to have a very high quality design for your product. So that is one use case. But the more frequent use case or problem with which SaaS companies approach us is when they have grown to a certain extent, they have launched their product, they are seeing that that people are buying into their subscriptions, and then they are spending money on marketing to acquire new visitors. At some point, they realize that, you know, if I spend $100 to acquire 10 visitors, is that all that I can get? Can I get more out of that? Out of spending $100, can I get 15 users, not just 10? Let's say once you have the users in your system, they are using your system, but then there is a problem of they're not really using my product so often. They don't come back to my product. They just tried a free version, but they didn't really convert into paid customer, or they are not renewing the subscription. So if you see, the problems could be structured or rather framed as acquisition related KPIs, wherein they might be interested in improving their landing page conversions, onboarding conversions. It could be related to activation, where they are talking about, how do I deliver, the first value to my customer, to my user as fast as possible, from arriving on landing page to signing up to actually getting the real first value that the product had promised. So that's related to activation. Then obviously retention related problems are very frequent. Let's say people would, some of our clients would come to us and say, my churn rate is very high, or my lifetime value of my users is very low. My net promoter score is not satisfactory. And then these are the major business related problems which turn into objectives for us, and then we start working and solving those problems. Engagement related problems, the number of active users, session duration, frequency of using the app or the website, those are the problems. And efficiency related problems also come to us. For example, I have let's say a CRM software, and I could say that my average user, who is a support person, for example, their average time to handle a ticket is 3 minutes, but can we bring it down to 1 minute? No. So that is related to efficiency. And productivity related parts also comes into play, such as, my task completion rate for key features is very low. People initiate, performing a task in my product, but they don't fully complete it. Somehow they are facing some problem of usability. So yeah, acquisition, engagement, retention, and growth. These are the aspects that our clients come to us for. And around that, we begin solving the problem, starting with understanding the problem better through research, by adopting various research techniques. And then, solving the problem through information architecture and UI design.
Yeah, you talk about there about some of the sort of common problems that these companies are facing. Are there any kind of UX hacks that SaaS product teams can use to really increase, the solution rate of some of those problems that you mentioned?
Yes, they can definitely. In fact, over these years and having designed so many SaaS products, and also from my conversation with my industry peers and SaaS founders, there are pretty obvious patterns for which you really do not need an expert's UX opinion. So, for example, some of the hacks that I can talk about is, and low-cost hack would be a microcopy. Microcopy is often an afterthought for most of the SaaS product builders. But, if I can throw a number at you, Optimizely did A-B test. It is an A-B testing platform. And they revealed in their research that when you improve your copy, UX copy, you see, they saw 23% reduction in support tickets simply by optimizing their error messages. So when user is performing a task and the user has made a mistake, or there is some sort of error that you have to display to the user, if you just improve your messaging about how do you want to communicate this error, that resulted in 23% reduction in the support tickets. So this is the power of, writing better copy. So most people ignore it, but really, really write good copies, delight them with your words. They are really powerful. You don't really have to use the neutral and boring language all the time. You can genuinely adopt a language that you think speaks the values of your brand and customize every communication point, be it a success message, be it, a hint, be it a help text, be it an error message, be it how you name different parts of your product. But if you spend good time there, and you don't need to do a lot of engineering for that or a lot of design for that. It is just that you have to find a good UX writer, and you can you can really make huge improvement in how your users will, you know, interact and perform tasks on your product. So that's an easy hack, very, very low cost hack. One should really go for it. Hire a UX writer for that.
Perfect. And just to, because we're coming up to time, Jatin, just a final question from your side. And I really like everything that you've kind of been saying in terms of really diving into the SaaS companies and kind of how they operate and approach that UX and UI design. My final question for you is to tell me a little bit more about TTools and how you're really helping SaaS companies and what you can offer them right now.
So like I said, that we work a lot with SaaS products. I also talked about the kind of problems we try to solve for the companies. If I take an example of a client that we recently worked with, their name is Doodle. They are a top player in online scheduling for individuals and businesses. They engaged us for a specific problem. They were seeing problem for the, so basically the users were struggling to automatically set group meetings in the calendar. Now it's a common problem all of us face, like there are five people who have to come together. Not everyone's calendar is same and not everyone's priorities are same within the day. So how do you decide automatically as a software and suggest the time that people are most likely to use? So that is something that came to us as a problem. We did a lot of problem solving through information architecture, within which we did object diagram, workflow optimization. We did a lot of research in the beginning to understand the problem better, to also talk to users to learn more about the difficulties they face in real world while, setting up a group meeting in a calendar. So basis of this research and the problem solving we did, the end result was that they could see that their active members increased by about 12%. I could be off with the number because it's not latest. And their churn rate decreased by 15% just within few weeks of implementing it. So yeah, this is just one example of, working with a client to solve a specific problem through UX and achieving good results for them.
Perfect. It's been really fascinating to talk to you today, Jatin. I really wanted to thank you for coming on today and explaining some of the intricacies of SaaS UX and UI design.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
And also thank you to everyone who listened as well. We hope you took a lot away from today's podcast, but for further information on what we talked about, you can head on over to tcules.com. That's TCULES.com. We'll be back next week with another episode in our podcast series, but until then, make sure you subscribe to the podcast on all major platforms. Follow the conversation on our socials at EM360Tech on Twitter and LinkedIn. And for more great daily content, please head on over to em360tech.com.